This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michael Thompson, 13 years in the NBA, including five with the Lakers. Obviously, he's part of the broadcast team, and he has been out there for a while doing TV and radio. So he's a big-timer in L.A. His son, sharpshooter, terrific player, champion Clay. We got a lot to hit with Michael Thompson. Michael, welcome back to Tiki and Tierney. How are you today?
Doing good, boys. Much better. Still not relaxed yet. Still got four more wins to get.
Hey, you still stress the way you used to, huh? That's awesome. Really?
Oh, yeah. Every year, because they're the favorites to win it every year, so that puts extra stress on you, as Tiki knows, when you are in a position to win the Super Bowl, being a favorite, supposed to deliver. And anything less than that is a major failure.
That's a great point, especially because it's been so long. 5 years in a row, the Golden State Warriors. Look, we'll get to them in a second, but we got to start with your old team. Oof. We were just talking about it, the L.A. Lakers. I mean, it's been a long, 9 years, I believe, since the last time that they've been in the conversation and Kobe was still there. What do you make of, I'll call it dysfunction, it may be less than that, but the dysfunction that's surrounding this team right now?
Well, everybody like you, Tiki, seems to forget when Magic retired, it took the Lakers like 8 or 9 years to get back on top.
Good
once
point.
Kobe and Shaq showed up. So the Lakers have gone through dry spells before. It's just that now we've got shows like yours 24/7. You got everybody blogging about it. You got 24-hour coverage on cable. Everybody's talking about it 24 hours a day, so you can't get any rest from it. But the Lakers have had dry periods before. They're just going through a dry spell right now. But they'll bounce back maybe this summer. They'll bounce back with a big free agent signing, a good draft pick who can deliver right away. LeBron's still around, and the young guys will be better than they were last year. So I expect this team to be back in the playoff mix next season.
I appreciate the optimism. I would respectfully disagree. And the one reason I would disagree, Michael, just to tell you where I'm coming from here, and there were other notable down cycles, there's no doubt. The Yankees have gone through that. The Celtics, all the great teams, it is what it is. Natural attrition, rosters change, the state of the league. But the one bastion at the helm of the Lakers was Dr. Buss. And now it just seems, ownership is a very fickle thing. You could have the same last name and just not be nearly as effective. I'm not saying Jeannie's terrible by any stretch, but I do believe she's starting to make some mistakes that her dad would not have made. That's why my confidence is not as strong as yours right now.
Well, it's unfair to compare Jeannie or any team owner today to Dr. Buss. He was the greatest team owner in the history of sports, any sport, 10 championships under his leadership. So it's just not Jeannie. No owner in the sports now measures up to Dr. Buss.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. What do you make of what's happening with Mike, with Magic, and his exit? We knew that he was there temporarily, and I'm defending Magic because I think that he got put in a very difficult situation. But what do you make of Magic, and what is his relationship going forward with the team going to be like?
I have no problem with Magic resigning. The only thing I would fault him for is he should have told Jeannie first before he announced it. That's the only thing. But if he felt like he was not able to carry out his duties that he signed up for, was to make final decisions and only answer to Jeannie. Magic didn't need this job. He's a man who's an entrepreneur. He's a billionaire. He's got a million different other businesses. So he did not need this job. He was doing this trying to bring the Lakers back to resurgence. So I could see him moving on. If he says, okay, if I don't have final word, he's used to having final word in his businesses, well, I'll just move on.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Michael Thompson, former Lakers center, 13 years playing the NBA, and a pretty good player as well. Stats were there, played at Minnesota. And I say to Tiki before we had you, I said, that must have been brutal. You growing up in the Bahamas, going to Minnesota. What the heck? Why didn't you go to like Miami or something? Minnesota, Mike. Why'd you go there?
Well, you're right. The only negative thing about Minnesota is the weather, obviously, the winter.
Oof.
But the people were so nice. The Big Ten Conference at the time was a great conference. All the good Chamber of Commerce stuff. As Tiki knows, the Twin Cities is a beautiful area when it's not snowing. But you're right. And hey, besides, I'm not like a
revisionist.
Barbarian like Tiki.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, we play our sport indoor in the winter.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You don't got to put on the short sleeves and act like you're tough when it's 12 degrees outside.
That's right.
Michael, help us give some perspective on how hard a job Rob Pelinka has. I'm trying to think of an agent that's ever become like a GM.
Bob Myers in an organization.
Well, Bob Myers is a good one. Yeah, you're right. And he's done a heck of a job with the Golden State Warriors. But how hard of a job is that transition to make? And is it, it's probably, I don't know, it just feels like an odd choice.
No, not really. He knows the game. He played at a high level at Michigan, played with the 5-5, so he knows what basketball is all about. He's been around the game forever. He and Kobe are tight. So he understands the game, so he can do a good job. You just got to give him time. He's already starting in the right way by getting him and Magic drafted all the young guys on his team. Now they've got a chance to draft another good one. So give Rob some time. Not everybody's going to be Jerry West overnight, fellas. Yeah. He's a little patient. Man,
patience in 2019?
Have time for patience, Michael. Come on now. Patience, man.
You gotta let it grow organically, like the Warriors. The Warriors didn't turn into the Warriors overnight. You know, it took Steph and Clay and Draymond 3 years to get where they are.
That's true. And they brought in some veterans. And I remember when Steph was drafted and Clay as well, but Monte Ellis was still there. They had to sift through some, internal dynamics. And listen, you're right. It doesn't happen overnight. But as you also know, when there's a certain logo on that chest, with all due respect to the Warriors, now in 20 years we might have this expectation, the Warriors, because of what your son and his teammates are creating. But the Lakers logo is going to get a lot of different run and different energies than some of the other franchises. But I want to ask you, Michael, why? Because you intimated this before. Why are you so confident, and I'm sure also hopeful, that the Lakers will land that big-time free agent this summer? Because I don't see it happening. Could be wrong. I don't see it happening, though. Why do you see that happening?
Yeah, you're right. There's no guarantee that they are. Obviously, there's about 6 or 7 guys that can come in here and take this team to the next level, along with LeBron, of course. And I'm sure the Lakers have their eyes on maybe 2 or 3 guys, mainly as plan A. And I have confidence that they can land one of them. We all know who the names are, all the K's that are out there. We all know who they are. So I think I have confidence that the Lakers will sell the Laker vision to one of those guys. So, and if it doesn't happen, well, there's always next year when a couple other big names will come up. In the meantime, you'll just sign guys on short-term deals, and given good health, the Lakers will be right back in the playoff picture. That doesn't mean we'll be the favorites to knock off the Warriors or the Bucks, but they will be a playoff team.
Yeah, but Michael, don't you think there's more urgency given LeBron's age? I know that you don't want to sign the wrong guy, so it's probably the prudent thing to do to kick it down the road for a year and actually get the right guy. I hear you, but LeBron's not 27. He's almost 35. You got to get that guy now.
Yeah, no question about it. We want to do it next year because of LeBron's age of 35. And, yeah. So, yeah, definitely something that we have like a 2 or 3 year window here to get this done. Everybody understands that.
Okay. Yeah. No. Okay. The 5 Ks. KD, Kawhi, Kyrie yeah. Clay, Kemba. Which brings us to Clay and your son.
Course, you just don't want to sign the 3 Ks. You know?
That's true. That's a very good point.
That's true.
It brings us to your son, Clay, and the Golden State Warriors. I mean, it's unbelievable, this run that they've been on. 5 straight years. We've talked all week about KD not being around, and it feels like this is the Golden State Warriors team that won that first championship. There's so much energy and ball movement, obviously some clutch knockdown shooting. But do they feel vulnerable to you? They were down by double digits in all three. I know they won all three, but they were down to the Portland Trailblazers. They were just a better team. Do they feel vulnerable at all?
Yes, they desperately miss Kevin. No matter, even though they've gone this four-game run without Kevin, they desperately, or is it 6 games now without Kevin, they desperately need him because they miss his length around the basket. They miss his versatility on defense. They miss his rebounding. He's talking about the best player in the game, fellas. Of course they miss him, and they're going to need him against either Toronto or Milwaukee. And they can do both. They can keep the ball moving, and they can iso Kevin when he's got it going. So it's the best of both worlds that the Warriors will have when Kevin comes back. So, yes, they desperately need him to win this championship.
100% agree. But, Michael, what is the key in an era where it's very easy to be consumed by one's own brand? I'm sure a lot of it is how they're raised and how you raise Clay and how the Currys raise Steph, so I might even be answering it there. But How is it possible for a team in 2019 to be so, at least seemingly, without ego?
Because these guys understand. They're all mature. They're all professionals. And they understand that the more we win, the more rewards are going to come to them off the court, and endorsements and sponsorships. And with winning comes recognition. We all know that Kevin Durant's their best player. Yeah. Steph is right there, shoulder to shoulder with him. But Draymond and Clay and Andre and all the rest of the guys are going to get their share of the rewards too. I mean, because they're with the Warriors, these guys got to go play golf at Augusta. Yeah. So all these little things come at you because you're a winner and you're a champion, and they understand that. And that doesn't mean they've got to be the main guy, but everybody's going to eat. Everybody's going to get a nice chunk of that pie.
Yeah, you're right. Now, the main question, and the last one we'll ask before we let you go, because we got to bounce as well, is your son going to be amongst that core for the few years to come? I know he's a free agent. I know you say the negotiations don't need to really happen because it is what it is. It's all slotted. But is he planning on being a Warrior for the foreseeable future?
Well, according to Joe Lacob, he loves playing Steph, doesn't want to break up that backcourt. Clay loves playing for the Warriors, has no intention of leaving. So I don't even know why people keep asking me this question.
Because it's out
there. Good. He's a good player. It's a compliment, Mike. If he was a scrub, we wouldn't ask you.
Yeah, but when your boss says he wants to keep you and Steph around, I mean, doesn't that answer the question right there?
Yeah, but until contracts are signed, sure. Listen, by the way, anytime this comes up on our show, Teek and I, we don't even debate it. It's like we assume it was like, you know, when Clay re-signs with the Warriors, we want to see him stay there because it's, you know, he's carving out, you know, it's funny, Durant and Steph, your son's carving out a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
Do you view him through that prism? It's probably tough as his dad, but do you see a future Hall of Famer when you see Clay? Because we do.
Oh, no. I saw a future Hall of Famer when he was in high school. I told him that.
Yeah.
And he thought
really?
I was crazy, Teek. Yeah, Teek in turn. He thought I was crazy. I told him, said, Clay, you know, we were driving home one night after one of his high school games, and I said, Clay, you know, if you stay serious about this game, you respect this game, and you respect the opportunities that are going to come your way, you're going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Of course, he just thought about just winning the next game in high school.
Yeah, yeah. Was he always that good of a shooter?
It doesn't surprise me that he's doing this because I saw this kind of ability in his game as a young – and Tiki, we can see this in young football players saying, if that kid stays healthy, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But we see it because you don't have to be some kind of genius to figure out to see a kid when he's gifted.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. We see it with Saquon Barkley in New York. If he stays healthy,
right,
I mean,
exactly.
Forget about it. You're right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. You know, when Barry Sanders was at Oklahoma State, we said, if that kid stays healthy,
that's a good point.
10 years, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but Michael, let me ask you this, though. We do have to go, but I don't mean this disrespectfully at all. I know you wouldn't think that, but I did want to preface it with, nobody thinks that. If you thought he was a Hall of Famer at that age, why did he go to Washington State? Like, why didn't he go to UCLA or, I don't know, UConn, Jim Calhoun, or Coach K? Like, because he was still underneath the radar a bit.
Here's a simple explanation as to why guys like Steph and Clay and so many others get overlooked.
Yeah.
Too many scouts today in basketball want to recruit kids who can win the dunk contest and not the three-point shooting contest.
That's interesting.
I got you. Yeah. That's a great answer.
They look too much at athletes instead of basketball players.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
That's especially the one who could run off screens. That's a great answer.
Read Zion Williamson. I got it. Just say it. Zion Williamson. Hey, Michael, appreciate you joining us today, man. Good luck to your son. We know he's got 9 days to rest before they finally get to the finals, but it's exciting. I know you got to be excited as well.
Yeah, and last point about the recruiting, how scouts miss on players. For example, this kid, Kyle Guy from Virginia.
Yeah, that's Tiki's guy. Yeah.
He's the best shooter in the draft. Best shooter in college basketball. You can't find him on any mock draft.
Yeah.
How about that?
This is a good interview. Listen, Michael, I know we'll do it again probably after the Warriors win another championship. Really good spot. Thanks for hopping on.
Always talking to you two Hall of Famers.
Look at him.
Appreciate you, Michael.
There he goes. Michael Thompson, 13 years NBA, 5 with the Lakers, part of their radio and TV crew. Clay's pop. That was awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.